here's a sneak peek of our episode. When I came on vacation, I didn't really hear about all of the racism that is here.
It's important if you come here that you understand it and that you know about it and that you're not ignorant.
There's one particular group that they are not happy with here.
When doing the research, I felt like guilty and I was questioning, like, do I want to contribute to that?
The Portuguese aren't so fond of Brazilians at all.
It's a difficult discussion because they're also benefiting from...
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is
From Lisbon with Love.
In this episode, we will be discussing our experiences as a foreigner in Portugal and are we still welcomed? So before we dive into it, remember to like, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to get more information and more videos from us, more materials, you can always sign up on Patreon and become one of our members.
Yes.
All right. You ready to get into it?
Yes. I'm excited for this one.
Yes. Okay. Let's get into it. Okay. Yes. So let's go back to the first time you visited Portugal. Mm-hmm. How was your experience? And did you immediately feel welcome? And has that changed since?
Ooh. Yeah. I think the first time that I visited Portugal was in 2013. So it's been...
Oh, wow.
A while, so I don't really remember that very well because it was to go like on a holiday, like after the exams, to go like drinking and to get drunk. So I don't really have memories about that. Like, obviously,
like I just came to party.
Exactly. Yeah, and I was much younger, and it's like you're not really aware. I think it's not something you pay attention to. Yeah. But then the last times that I visited, I think starting from like 2020, I made like several trips and had only like super good experiences when it comes to like feeling super welcome here. And yeah, overall, never had like any crazy person or people hating on tourists or all these things that you hear about
like
other
in Barcelona.
Cities. Yes. Like the water spray.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Things. Yeah. Yeah, I've never experienced something like that here, luckily.
Yeah. Or ever.
No, ever, no.
Yeah, but I know.
I hope it's not gonna, the trend is not gonna come here, you know?
With no, not with
the bullying.
The Portuguese people are too nice and friendly, and I could never see that happening.
No.
No, yeah.
No, but I've heard some stories of people here not feeling welcome. Like, there's racism. Also,
yeah, that's one thing it's so funny. When I first came here, I was like, so like my eyes were like so wide because I was like, it was my first time coming to Portugal and I didn't really have any type of idea about Portugal. And I really didn't do that much research when I came. It was just like, I'll come. And it like took me by surprise because as soon as I got here, I was like, oh my God, I love it here. Mm-hmm. It's like beautiful. And I love the fact that there was such a mixture of people here. And I was just like, I've always, like I said before, I've always wanted to live in Europe, but I just didn't know exactly where. Mm-hmm. But it was like when I came here and I saw people that looked like me and I was just like, oh my gosh, it's like everyone's just like seemed so happy. And and when I came, it was like good looking men everywhere.
Yes, that where did they go though? Seriously.
But I was just like, oh my God, I'm moving here.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's very mixed.
Yeah, but I think when I came on vacation, I didn't really hear about all of the racism that is here. I I feel like once I moved here, I realized the depths of it, just like with like the different parties that are out and just like things that I've seen on like the news here and just like things that I've heard people talk about. It does seem like there's one particular group that they are not happy with here.
Are you not going to say it?
Well, I saw a sign that says this isn't Bangladesh.
Yes.
So,
yes, I saw that too.
That was kind of...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, everybody in Lisbon probably has seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for those who don't know, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it is that one party, the Chega party, that's been compared to like the far right, like in the U.S., like the Trump people.
yeah.
But I don't know. But what's so crazy is like, didn't they invite all of them in because they didn't have workers and they didn't have, because all the Portuguese people left because there was no work.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they needed to fill those positions. So they made it easy for them to come. And then I guess too many people came and then they're like,
now it's
wait
too
a
many.
Minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult. And also like, I think you will have like a different experience also, sadly, if you're like a male or female.
Yeah.
Here, because for example, I have like a Brazilian friend, a male friend, and he has such like a different experience.
Mm. But also too, he's Brazilian. That's
exactly.
Another thing I realized.
Yeah.
The Portuguese aren't so fond of Brazilians at all.
No.
That was like really shocked to me. I was like, huh? Why? And I'm like, I would ask all of my friends, and I probably still continue to ask, like, I don't understand, like, why? Like, what's the big deal? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a really sensitive topic here because of, like, colonization and things like that. It's difficult. So, yeah, I can imagine that if you're from Brazil and you're a male, then you have probably you could have a different experience, sadly.
Yeah. And you know, actually, I just thought of an experience. I don't know if it's further down, but it just literally just came to me. I remember I took the bus and another bus driver was driving by my bus. I was actually the only person on the bus because everyone had gotten off. I guess it was towards the end of the line.
Okay. Yeah.
And I guess the other bus driver said something to the bus driver that was driving my bus. I didn't know that my bus driver was Brazilian. And the other guy was Portuguese, but he said something rude to the Brazilian guy, and the Brazilian guy just like went off. So I'm like on this bus by myself, and he's like going off on this other guy, and I'm like, oh shit! So I pull out my camera, and I record a little bit of it, and then because I was meeting my friend, so I asked her, I was like, what happened? What are they talking about? And she's like, so the Portuguese guy said something rude to the Brazilian guy, and saying like. Talking to him, like, down to him, like he was stupid or something like that. And I was just like, what? And then that's when I started, like, grilling her. And I was like, well, I don't understand. Like, what's the big deal? Like, why is there such beef between the two? You guys are, like, sisters. And I feel like, in a way, but maybe not. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
If you tell that to a Portuguese,
I know.
They will not agree with that.
Probably not, so.
But what did she say about it, in short?
She was basically saying that I think it comes from, you know what, to be honest, I still don't really get it. I don't understand. I don't grasp. I personally don't grasp it. I don't know if it's because of my mindset and coming from America. I don't know. I don't really, maybe someone can describe it in the comments, like what's the big thing? I don't know, but.
Yeah, and I also think everybody has like different things, different experiences and different things that they dislike about certain groups, maybe. It's like,
yeah, it's not everyone.
No,
for
sure.
But I have, that's one thing that I noticed once I moved here. And I was just like, huh? What? Huh?
Yeah, it's once you visit, it's like these kind of like sunshine and glitter and perfect everybody blending in and everybody together. But then once you move in, you hear more
like,
stories
wait,
of different people.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
exactly. Oh. I mean, it's the reality. It's everywhere. So yeah, it's like,
it's not just here. It's everywhere.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Have you ever, have you always felt like welcome coming here? Like,
I did. I have. Once I found out like all this like racism stuff, I was like, oh shit. And I was like, wait, am I going to like feel something? It's like, someone going to be like rude to me because for whatever reason, So, I don't know. I always have that in the back of my head now, which I hate.
Yeah, but it's also good to be aware, I feel. But
it's like, I don't want to like project it out or something, because I already have like PTSD from living in the States in regards to like racism and stuff. So I think it's always in the back of my head. So then when I didn't want to bring that here as well, because it's like when something like rude or something happens, it's like, are they doing that because I'm black or is it because of this? Or I'm like, those things go through my head.
Yeah, that's difficult. It's I mean, depends on the person, of course, but most things are just because of you as a person and not how you look like or where you're from.
But it's like a trauma response.
Yeah, of course. I understand. I think many people deal with that here. Definitely.
Not just here, like everywhere. There's
of course
racism. But, of course.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Already.
That was deep.
I know. That was only the first
question.
Alrighty. We're going to do like a little positive twist now. What's a small interaction with a local that made you smile?
I would say, my neighbor, actually, that in my new apartment building, she's like the sweetest, and like she doesn't speak English, so I only speak to her in Portuguese, but she's like so nice, and she's so like welcoming, and she like loves Bella, and it's like, it's so cute, and it's like she's talking to me and I don't understand everything, but like I want to understand, because like I really want to talk to her more and like learn her story, because that's what I love.
Yeah.
And she's just so sweet, and she like takes care of her husband, and it's just like this, I don't know. If you're watching, I think you're amazing and I would love to get to know you more.
But she can't understand you.
I know, that's true. But there's subtitles, right?
Send it to her. Ask for her number and then send it to her.
I don't know.
That would be super cute.
But yeah, how about for you?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think for me it's like obviously multiple things. I've been here for a while, and some of the things that happens often, I have two guinea pigs, and when I take them out, like on this, it's not where I live, but I'm going to a place that's a bit like hidden, and I'm not really supposed to go there, but they just let me, and they know me, and they I mean, they tolerate me, and the people that live there, they are always super friendly, and they always ask like, what do you have like for animals there, because they obviously can see it. And it's so funny, because I've already like met a couple of old people that said they had, they used to have guinea pigs. And I didn't expect that, because that's something you never hear, especially not from like old people. So I'm very surprised by that. And I think it's super, super cute. They always try to, make like a little talk about like the guinea pigs. And it's super cute. And one of the things, I think I've mentioned this in a couple episodes, but I'm still going to mention it. It's the one time that, that was so heartwarming, when I almost missed the bus. The bus was there waiting. Or not waiting, he the bus driver wanted to go, and then there was a woman, and she saw me running, and she knocked on the door of the bus driver to make him wait for me, you know, because I was like speeding there. And that was just so like nice and so unexpected, and I've never experienced something like this before. So I think that says a lot about the Portuguese people in general. But like we spoke about in the beginning, it could have been different if you're like, I mean, would she also have done it for like a guy running? You know what I mean? You never know. But it's just, a good position here to be like a female, I think.
I think it's always a good position to be female.
Yeah, well, of course.
In certain ways, no. But
okay. In general, like people are in general nicer, I would say.
I think so too.
Yeah, and especially woman to woman.
Oh, yeah.
So,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really nice. If you're watching, also, thanks.
Oh.
Yeah, that was cute.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Have you ever felt like an outsider, or like you weren't really welcomed?
Well, not really, but maybe just in the little subtle signs. For example, my neighbors that live below me, I feel like they're not really a fan of me, and it could be because I'm a foreigner, like taking up Portuguese people's apartments. Maybe that's the blame they put on me, I don't know. And I remember when I first moved, and there was like a problem with my electricity, and I wasn't at that time really advanced in Portuguese, and they were just really annoyed that they had to say something in English to me because I didn't understand. It was with another neighbor. She tried to help me, but she only spoke Portuguese. And yes, then she came. And I don't know, just the vibe that they give me. And also when we're like out on the streets and I see them walking, they don't look at me. They don't say anything. But when I'm in the building, they are the friendliest ever. They're always like, hey, and bon dia, whatever. But whenever we're out, it's a bit awkward because I'm like, I think you see me. And sometimes I just say something and then they don't respond. So it could be personal. I don't know.
But for what reason, though?
Because I'm a foreigner taking up space there, maybe. I think I'm not the only foreigner in the building, but one of the... I think there's maybe only one more foreigner besides me. So it's all Portuguese old people.
Brazilians as
well. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think so, yeah. So yeah, but that's only been the only thing. I've never had like someone like that I didn't know, like not my neighbors, but just on the street. Never had something like out and about saying something or being rude. No, never.
Okay.
No. How about you?
I have.
the guy with the
guy.
Oh. Yes.
The guy who approached me in a dark alley at night while I was walking Bella, my dog, to tell me, to yell at me. He got out of his car to tell me this.
Yeah.
To yell at me that Bella peed near his gate of his garage door. So I was just like, what what happened?
Yeah, that's crazy. But on the other hand, I think the guy would have done the same if you were Portuguese.
Well, right? He spoke Portuguese to me and I ignored him because I didn't know what he was saying. Mm-hmm. But I think he thought I was Portuguese. Everyone thinks I speak Portuguese, so...
You should level up
what
with Portuguese to make it like come true that they can actually...
like
because they expect you to... talk Portuguese, right? Because they approach you in Portuguese, exactly.
Well, no, because I think they think that I'm... Because everyone thinks I'm either from Cape Verde or maybe Brazil, I don't know. So, because I've made this statement before, like every time someone talks to me and I say, like, I can only understand a little bit and then I say English and then I say, yeah, and then I start speaking English and they're like... They do like the dogs when they hear like a sound and they're like, huh? that's what they do because like they're expecting me, I guess, to be from one of the other countries that speak Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm not, they're like, huh?
That's funny.
Yeah. So I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like nowadays people could be from everywhere and could speak any language.
Yeah.
It's so unexpected sometimes. So yeah. I love it. We're all mixed. We're all friends. We're all family. We're all together.
Absolutely.
Do you think there's a difference between being a tourist and being a resident here, like a foreigner, when it comes to feeling welcome and the approach you get?
I believe so. Mm. I feel like, because I've noticed... when I first moved here, I would see some of the same people on the street and they didn't really like speak. Cause like, I know here in Lisbon, it's not normal for you to speak to someone else on the street to smile or to be like a hello to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's more common in like the smaller towns.
Yeah.
But so I kind of like, I don't really speak to everyone. I'll like look and smile. That's mm-hmm. probably an American thing. So they might think I'm crazy.
No.
But it's just natural. Like if I see someone, I'll smile.
It happens here as well, I would say.
Yeah.
People smile too.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah, okay. But that's always, right?
Yeah. But so there have been people that I've seen regularly and they never really spoke. And then I think after... they saw that I was here longer, then they're like, oh, she lives here.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, they're more likely to open up and like start to speak to me or say something. That's something that I've noticed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because also too, I feel like Portuguese people are very friendly and very nice. And I feel like they welcome tourists very well. But I don't feel like they're not going to like open up. Like I feel like for Portuguese people, when they want to like make friends or something like that, I feel like you probably have to take steps to get there. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like an open door. Let's be friends. It's like, let's feel you out. Kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a slower process or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. What about for you? What did you notice?
I mean, I feel like here the tourists, I mean, it can change over time. Like there's a lot of things changing in other cities as well. But I feel like the tourists, they are still like appreciated and welcome. Mm. But of course, there's also this thing going on here in Portugal about like tourists and foreigners, like they're bringing in money, of course, but they're also raising the prices, you know, of like food and drinks and going out and apartments, like the rent and prices of houses and everything is like going up. So I feel like in that sense, maybe we get like the same approach because we're all part of that mm-hmm. problem, you know. It's mm-hmm. like it goes for everyone here, like all the foreigners, so to say. But it's a difficult discussion because they're also benefiting from, like the government is benefiting from all the foreigners coming here and all the tourists coming here. So they should also be nice because, you know.
Yeah. I hate that they always have someone to blame. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I hear this sentiment a lot about the foreigners are raising the prices and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, every landlord I've had, it was Portuguese. So they're making money. I see Portuguese people everywhere, like, making money. So I feel like they are, I'm sure only a certain percentage of Portuguese people are benefiting from it. But Portuguese people are benefiting from the foreigners here.
They are.
So, and I think, like, the government, you know, they need to blame someone. Because, you know, you can't blame yourself.
So. No.
But yeah, I don't know. I see a lot of people benefiting from foreigners being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also think, like, for example, when I started like the whole process of moving here, I did a lot of research. Mm-hmm. And I also found like about like the foreigners coming that the price are higher and la 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 la. Mm-hmm. And I must say that when doing the research, I felt like guilty and I was questioning like, do I want to contribute to that? I felt like bad about it. But then on the other hand, I was like, yeah, if I don't go, there might be another foreigner taking up the apartment. And I also felt like that my landlord was more than happy to rent it to me. So it's like we're all like working together in that sense. It's like there's not one person benefiting, you know. So yeah, it's difficult, let's say.
It is very difficult.
We made like another episode about like a whole episode about the cost of living crisis here in Portugal. It's episode 12 if you want to know more. So we're not
you're really good at remembering these episodes.
I know. I don't know how it is, because literally whenever we have a conversation, you're always like, did you already forget that? It's like I have such a selective memory. But I think it's because I do like the text and the thumbnails. So I have kind of like, it's kind of like memorized. But not every, it depends. But this one was kind of a highlight because it's such a big topic here. So I do remember
it. That's true. Okay, anyway. Let's go to the next one. What do you think foreigners often misunderstand about Portugal?
Well, I think we've already like answered that a little bit about, like, for example, foreigners thinking that it's like this amazing life here without racism and you know, for example. And also like I said, like that I did like research and I found that foreigners are like blamed for the rent prices and everything. And I think if you don't do the research, then you don't know. And I think it's important if you come here that you understand it and that you know about it and that you're not ignorant, I feel. So I think these are the two main things I would say that it's good for people to know about.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Yeah. I was thinking of misconception is like the language, because Portuguese.
European Portuguese
is different from Brazilian Portuguese.
Yes.
So a lot of people might learn Brazilian Portuguese maybe before coming, or before coming on a trip or to move, and it's completely different.
It is, and it's actually, I found it very hard in the beginning to find like European Portuguese like podcasts or courses. It's all Brazilian Portuguese, and I was like, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this.
Yeah, Brazilian Portuguese like dominates everything.
I know.
But yeah, so it's the European Portuguese here.
Yes. And it is really different. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you learn Brazilian Portuguese, there's a chance that if you come here, you don't understand anyone. So definitely learn European Portuguese if you're in Portugal, obviously. So.
Yes.
All right. Last but not least, how do you think expats can contribute positively to local communities?
I would say most definitely learn the language.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Learn the culture and actually like celebrate with the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially on like all of their holidays.
Yes.
Because they're a lot.
For example, right now with the Santos Populares.
Yes. Yes. All of June is a holiday.
Exactly. Literally. It's like party every day here.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's so much fun. But I love learning about like other cultures and things like that. So most definitely those like the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if you do have the opportunity to volunteer, get involved with the community, I would definitely do that. I really want to do that, but I feel like I need to learn the language more before I can get involved. So
yeah,
but I could see if there's something where I can still speak English, but I don't know.
What type of thing would you...
Well, I've always like volunteered with like kids.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's really your
job. So the kids are the future, so I don't know. And I love inspiring others, so like inspiring kids is huge.
Beautiful.
What about for you?
I definitely agree with everything you said. I think it's super important also to blend in and not stay in your own bubble with only like your expat friends, or however you want to call it, just your foreigner friends. And make sure that it's like a good mix, because it's also interesting. For example, here there's so many people from other places, so I think it's super nice to not only get to know like the local community, but also just everything
your
around. Yeah. Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it can be really simple, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're surrounded by a lot of Portuguese, like you in your building and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think most of the people in my building are Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's the older population, mostly in the apartments here in the city center.
And I also feel like they are very like, not everybody of course, but in general I feel like they're very open to talk. Whenever I go to like a park, it's almost always happens that I have like a little conversation, or someone sits next to me and then starts talking. You know, so
one thing I've noticed about the Portuguese people is they love to talk.
Oh yeah. They do.
They do. That's why I like really want to get the language down, so I can like talk back. And then just to get to know people, so
You will get there.
I will get there.
Yeah,
I have an exam tomorrow. So
Ooh, that's exciting.
For like the A1.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But then you also need to do like writing and speaking.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, so I've been studying
and reading also, or not
all of it?
Oh my god. Ooh, but imagine you pass it, you can say that you have already able.
I know.
That's exciting.
I know. So, yeah. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. And remember to like, share, and subscribe.
And remember to sign up on Patreon if you want to see more content, because we have bonus videos, we have Lisbon vlogs, Lisbon tips, and much more content available for you. So definitely use the link in the description to sign up and become part of our Patreon family.
Yay!
Alrighty.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again, and we will see you in the next one. And this is
from Lisbon with love. Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.